Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, my Christian friends believe in the Bible, but they don't understand why we have the Book of Mormon. What can I tell them? Response from the New Era. The answer to your question is found in the Book of Mormon itself. What is the purpose of the Book of Mormon? Read its title page and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 1 through 12. How do you explain simply to someone what the Book of Mormon is? Read the introduction to the Book of Mormon. What did the Lord say about those who think there should be no more scriptures beyond the Bible? Read 2 Nephi chapter 29. What Book of Mormon chapters would be good for your friends to read first? It depends on their interests. But 2 Nephi chapter 31, Alma chapter 32, 3 Nephi chapter 11, and Moroni chapter 10 are powerful chapters. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul taught, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. The Book of Mormon does just that. It is another witness of Jesus Christ, establishing His Word, His Gospel. For more help on this question, see Preach My Gospel 2004, chapter 5, and True to the Faith 2004, pages 157 through 158. Response from readers. It testifies of Jesus Christ. I would tell your friends that the Book of Mormon is a sacred record of the ancient inhabitants of the Americas. Like the Bible, it testifies of Jesus Christ. However, it clarifies doctrines taught in the Bible. It is a book of Scripture brought to light in these times by God's power to help a dark world come to know Jesus Christ. Ashley B., age 18, Colorado. It is like the Bible. The Book of Mormon is a lot like the Bible. It talks about prophets who communicated with God to lead His people, just like Moses led the children of Israel. And after Christ ascended into heaven, He visited the people in the Americas and performed miracles, just like He did in the New Testament. Matthew T., age 15, Virginia. Invite them to read it. I would just tell them the truth about the Book of Mormon and how it came to be. You don't have to explain to them all the details, but you could challenge them to prayerfully read a bit of it. Tanner M., age 16, Utah. An account of Christ in the Americas. Tell them that the Book of Mormon is a second witness and testament of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is not meant to replace the Bible, but to enhance our understanding of the doctrines presented in it. The Book of Mormon was written by ancient prophets for us in our time to strengthen us. It is an account and a witness that following His resurrection, Jesus Christ visited and ministered in the Americas, as well as in Jerusalem. This fortifies the truth that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone, everywhere. Amelia H., age 18, Ohio. A record of the other sheep. You can refer your friends to John chapter 10, verse 16. This scripture is talking about the people in the ancient Americas and how Jesus Christ will teach them too. You could refer them to its cross-reference in the Book of Mormon, 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 21. Brianne P., age 16, Utah. More teachings. It's great that your friends already believe in the Bible. You're already over the first hurdle. Now to get over the second, explain that Jesus Christ speaks to all His children, not just those in Jerusalem, and that the Book of Mormon contains His teachings to those in the Americas. Explain that the Book of Mormon isn't a new Bible, but teachings from Jesus Christ, so we can learn more. Katie N., age 16, England. We believe. I think the best answer is in the introduction to the Book of Mormon. It begins, the Book of Mormon is a volume of Holy Scripture comparable to the Bible. It is a record of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Americas and contains, as does the Bible, the fullness of the everlasting gospel. The Bible is a record of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Old World. The Book of Mormon is a record of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Americas, but they are very similar. You can also quote Article of Faith number 8, Estrella J, age 13, Utah. Note, how can your friends get a copy of the Book of Mormon? If you don't have one to share, you can ask your ward or branch leaders or local full-time missionaries. Or your friends can request a copy through Mormon.org. Click the free media link. Sidebar: Another Testament of Jesus Christ. I testify that the Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ, and that it will lead us to come closer to Him. I testify that the Book of Mormon testifies of the Bible and restores precious truths taken from it. I testify that the Book of Mormon leads us to make commitments and feel that love which will lead us toward living better lives. And I testify that by earnest prayer we may know that the Book of Mormon is true. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Why the Book of Mormon, New Era, May 2008, page 9. Next question. All I feel is emptiness when I pray. How do I know my prayers are being heard? Send us your answer and photo by October 15, 2009. Go to newera.lds.org. Click Submit Your Material and then select Questions and Answers. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Prayer, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. New Era More. Got questions? We've got answers. Go to newera.lds.org. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.